This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers, who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
Where there's a tornado.
Where there's a forest fire.
Where Mother Nature is at her worst.
We're there. Where there's a search.
Where there's a rescue.
Where there are Americans in need.
We're there. When disaster strikes.
We're one volunteer force.
Helping each other and simply doing what needs to be done.
We are the Civil Air Patrol.
The official auxiliary of the U.S. Air Force.
To join, call 1-800-FLY-2338.
Or log on to the World Wide Web at www.cap.gov.
WWNR Beckley.
Tonight, Head On with Bob Kincaid. Head On is brought to you every night by the 20,000 members of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they're working for you. Now, Bob Kincaid.
Hey, good evening. 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. It's Friday night. Ugh, weekend. Rock stroke. I'll tell you what. We all know, and the decent, upstanding people in the head than a hog is in the butt, but see how it works, but. Since I am a reasonable, decent, upstanding American, I'm willing to compromise with the Republicans. I'll tell you what. Here's how it works. I will give serious consideration to supporting this idiotic mangling of the Constitution, you know, the Flag Amendment. Idiotic mangling of the Constitution and free speech if the cons, the right-wing monkeys, the evil Americans, the non-Americans, the un-Americans, and the flag wavers who wouldn't be caught dead or alive in the military fighting in Iraq will do something about the following. The Stars and Stripes of the USA, place of origin, China. We can produce a wide range of flags. All flags are made from 100% high-quality polyester or woven materials. They come in a wide range of sizes and colors that do not fade and are washable. Well, I guess Shelley Moore was right. These colors don't run, do they? It comes from China World Best Group Co. Limited, Jiangsu Company. Or then there's an embroidered American flag that you piece together. Embroidered piece together American flag from the proud Americans at the Wujiang City Quichu Textile Flag Company Limited. Or hey, you patriots that are so concerned with making sure that no one can express political speech. How about an embroidered applique American flag? 100% polyester, nylon, from the Ping Yang J&M Flag Company Limited. Or maybe a USA car flag. You'd look real patriotic and no one would ever burn that one. It comes from the Wujiang City Quichu Textile Flag Company Limited. Of Wujiang City. Is that Wujiang City, Idaho, do you think? Wujiang City, California. Maybe Wujiang City, Kansas. Anything called Wujiang City, that's got to be a red state. Or a USA flag printed cap, complete with the eagle on it. From the Zhenjiang Elegance Garment Company Limited of Zhenjiang. That would be Zhenjiang, Mississippi. Oh, let's see. Flagpole with USA flag. flagpole with USA flag. It is also okay for any country's flags. From the King China Limited of Hangzhou King Tech Manufacturing, or a USA national flag from Sino Best Industries Company Limited. Oh, and I tell you what, these guys are creative. I like this one. USA flag optic fiber tree. USA flag optic fiber tree with UL adapter. It's the best gift for USA friends. From Zhejiang Wuzhou Christmas Gifts Company Limited. Embroidered USA flag, 3x5 foot USA flag from Sunwindy Industry Limited. Oh, now wait. For the real patriot on your list, the really, really die-hard Republican who would rather die in his tracks than serve his country in Iraq, how about a neon USA flag from Yancheng Golden Idea Neon Light Factory of Yancheng, China? And sports fans, Republican sports fans have not been left out. We've got the 2002 FIFA World Cup for USA iron-on flag and trophy. We are a gift manufacturer in Wenzhou, China, and always supply pro from Wenzhou Kangnan Talian Print Technology. This one, I don't know, maybe it's just a little bit generic. We're a manufacturer and exporter of USA flag. Flag measures 12 by 18, is made of polyester fabric from Ningbo Jiangbei Huiyuan Textile Company Limited. Not sure if it's from Ningbo, Jiangbei, or Heiyuan. Heiyuan, let's go get a flag! 3D DVD-R and 3D CDR set. The specialty is shown through the USA words and its flag, thus it seems so real. From TS flag with stick. USA flag with wood. From Qingdao Best Giving Company Limited. Oh! Call me crazy. Okay, you're crazy. But to me... Oh, I don't know. Let's see. A mother's son dies horribly in George Bush's filthy, filthy, bloody little escapade in Iraq. And when they give her that stunning little triangularly shaped flag made in China, she burns it because of what George Bush did to her son. Now, which is the greater desecration? That act of political protest? Or allowing the communist Chinese, who forcibly abort women's babies if they've had more than two, which is more of a desecration? What the mother did because of the slaughter of her son, or profiteering the symbol of the Constitution of the United States by a country which means us no good and someday hopes to crush us. You figure it out. It's too tough for me. This is Head On. Bob Kincaid. Stand up, you patriotic Republican morons. That's the Chinese national anthem. There's where your real loyalties lay.
three-piece luggage sets, $39. Black & Decker cordless screwdrivers, just $9. Black & Decker cordless drills, $19. Even DeWalt and thousands of tools to 70% off. There's more. Black & Decker irons, 5-speed mixers and coffee makers, $5. Summer TVs with remote, $49. Compaq, HP, Dell, Gateway, IBM, and Toshiba computers from $99. Sony, JVC, Kenwood, Alpine, Fosgate, Audubon, Clarion, Rockwood, and more. Home stereos, car stereos, CD players, subwoofers, amps, speakers, and more to 70% off. Doors bust open at the Raleigh County Armory at the Bluefield Armory this Friday from 5 till 10 p.m., Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from 11 till 5. The Bluefield Armory and the Raleigh County Armory, this weekend only. Adult admission $3, children 12 and under free.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers, who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
WWNR Beckley.
West Virginia's only live nighttime talker, Bob Kincaid.
Monday! It's a guy.
This is an urgent message for people with half a brain. Now, I have noon on a Saturday, on the weekend before the 4th of July. We're human beings. We come in peace. No, really. But let's get something straight. As usual, even when all he has to do is tell the truth, Don Blankenswine can't help but lie. Now, I suppose he and I are on the same side of this debate, but you know what? I'm on the side of facts, and let me explain something to you. Every penny that has paid for every one of the ads, just like that one, that is literally blanketing this state, blanket shipping this state. Ooh. That was almost every one of those ads has been paid for with the millions and millions and millions of dollars that Don Blankenswine has made in the risky stock market. Okay, I mean, let's just face facts. And it, that's what makes it all the more amazing, really. Massey has posted losses quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter. I think they finally managed to show up in the black last quarter. And yet, losing money, and yet Don Blankenswine keeps making money on the risky stock market. And I don't know how, but trust me, it won't work that way for us. When we lose money, we're not going to miraculously find ourselves with more money like Don did. There aren't any sweetheart stock option deals for West Virginia. Okay, so, you know, at least, like I said, I fully expect him to screw up this effort. And all he had to do was be honest, and instead he's turned it into a war of personalities. Instead he's he's out there trying to harass the teachers' groups because, you know, look, well, I know he thinks West Virginia is his personal fiefdom. But we are still part of the United States and enjoy the protections of whatever is left of the Constitution after George W. Bush is done peeing all over it. And so various and sundry groups do have a right, and I acknowledge and laud and am proud of the right they have to express an opinion one way or the other. But not Don Blankenswine. Oh, no. He sends threatening letters to the teachers. You know, the people that look after your little children while they're in school and help to, and educate your children, try to give them a future, He sends threatening letters to them because their commercial, it doesn't even name him. It just says West Virginia's richest coal operator. This is the mark of, anytime you see this happen, this is the mark of someone who is afraid that he cannot win by the merits of his own position. When you catch someone trying to suppress, not to debate and convince people by the interchange of ideas, but rather trying to suppress the other side's ideas, when you see people being silenced, like he wants to do the teachers in this case, then you know that you are dealing with a person who is fundamentally untruthful. And the fundamental untruth in his ugly little ad is the risky stock market. It must not be too risky because it has made him a rich, rich, rich man. He could start spending today and not be broke for 100 years. This is West Virginia's future, and this monster, this greed-infested freak, less likely that we can preserve our pay-as-you-go system because he simply can't.
Go to the phones. The numbers, of course, 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. This is Jeff. Yeah, Jeff, you're head on.
Hey, Bob, how you doing now?
What's going on?
I think you're a little bit mistaken in your analysis, really, that money. And you're starting in the hole 6.7%.
Yeah, that's why.
That's risky. This is a risky venture.
Well, no, he doesn't say the risky venture. He says the risky stock market.
It is risky doing it like that.
Well, he doesn't say doing it like that. He says the risky stock market.
And we will save $1.5 billion, and it's all about jobs.
If you want the analogy, if you want the perfect analogy,
Joe's the one lying through his teeth.
I've given serious consideration, Jeff, to the perfect analogy for this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you mentioned the other night that, you know, we've got safeguards in place, and if the market looks like it's going down the toilet, we've got stops in trading.
Computers turn off if they go down too much.
Right. Okay. And you mentioned that in contrast to 1929.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, do you know why so many people were ruined when the market crashed in 1929?
Because people kept selling and kept selling.
No. It was because people were allowed to wildly and freely borrow money and purchase stocks with it on what was called on margin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that we're going to borrow $5.5 billion and invest in the stock market is nothing more than margin stock purchasing a la 1928.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can't argue with that.
Well, it's what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the market's going up and up and up, and I got to get in on this. So you go to your broker, and he says, okay, you give me 10% of the money, and I'll sell you the stock at face value. And you'll pledge your stock as the value. You'll pledge your stock, you know, as collateral.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. Well, what we're doing is we're pledging our state budget as collateral
right.
for this debt. It is margin. It's mm-hmm. margin stock purchasing. That's all it is.
Well, we just have to realize that cutting through all the rhetoric you're hearing, this is what's going to happen. If they borrow that money, it's going to be sitting there. And next year when it comes time to pay that P50, they're going to swarp a check out of the general revenue and hand it over. There it is. And then they're going to turn around and say, it's $350 more for that money you borrowed. It's $350 million more. Oh, okay. Well, swarp, there's another $350 out of the general revenue. We can pay it out of the general revenue, or we can sell some of the stocks off to pay it. But irregardless, if we borrow this money, come next year when it comes time to pay the bills, there's going to be two monster $350 million checks instead
of one.
And if that market doesn't come out 6.7%. Every $1 million we're short is $55 million we lost.
Yeah.
If it falls 2% short, we lost $100 million. You might as well be writing that check for $450 million. That's how, and in 2034, unless some miracles happened and the stock market went up, you know, some great big amount somehow, it's going to be $1 billion. It's going to be 724 still yet. Nothing we do, they won't say, tell nobody this, nothing we do is going to change those pension obligations. The smart person, the smart business person, the smart government would take the $400 million we're expecting in surpluses and put it in a plain, simple 3.5%
pay as you go.
You know,
yeah, live like the rest of us have to.
That's
pay as you go.
10% turnaround. You're not paying 6.7% interest to get the money, and you're making a sure 3%. Set that $400 down and make $12 million a year just for smiling at it and looking, taking it out of the drawer and looking at it every once in a while. There's your $400 million of it. We're going to have more than that in the coming years to put with it. It's $350 million now.
I know.
It's not even going to go over $400 million until 2013.
I hope you can understand. I've been hearing from a lot of...
Well, I'll hear what I just said.
No. But I've been hearing from a lot of people talking about, I was ready. I've heard it. It's been said to me. I was ready to vote against this until Don Blankenship got involved in it.
That's stupid thinking.
Well, you may think it is, but the thing is, there are a lot of people out there that believe that would not trust that man if he said the sky was blue.
Well,
okay, they would run to the window, and I understand that mindset because he, you know, in the last election, all that man did was tell rotten, filthy lies about Warren McGraw.
Well, that might be the case.
And he has a track record, and his credibility, Jeff, is absolutely impeached.
You know, I was decided on this 3 weeks ago. I've been harping on this
too.
2 weeks.
What was it, 2 months ago when I read the story about how our per capita debt will be, what, $3,900?
Mm-hmm. And plus, think about this. They are talking, you know, this is kind of an argument that could be made to kind of throw a wrench in the gears of old surplus expectations. Bush is talking about maybe doing some nuclear plants, and France has built a bunch of them. I claim it takes years and years and years to get the idea, the spot, the studies, the environmental impact, get the thing going, get the thing online. It'd probably be 10 years.
I think that is a conservative estimate. It would probably be closer to 15 or 20.
But if you think we're going to go nuclear and the price of coal's going down, that's not the time to go out and borrow a bunch of money. When you think your paycheck's going to be cut, that's not the time to go out and borrow a bunch of money. That's the time to start saving and tightening up and getting ready and trying to think of how to streamline. It's just totally wrong if this thing passes. For one, it'll be passed on a pack of lies.
Yeah.
Like, it's about jobs. What does jobs have? Nobody's talking about any jobs.
Well, the sad thing is, though, Jeff, if it's passed, you say it's going to be passed on a pack of lies, and the thing is, it'll be passed on a pack of lies that Don Blankenswine told, too.
Well... It's not about Don. It's about the bond.
Well, he made that's the problem, though. He made it about himself. It's become a clash of titans. It's become a war of personalities, and that, you know, the really really paranoid tinfoil helmet part of me says, you know, that's exactly what this was meant to do.
Well, it's not right that when they're expecting all those surpluses to go borrow this money and get ourselves in a position. We've got ourselves in a position to succeed. Putting all that money in the market gets us in a position to lose and fail. The smart, safe thing would be to, let's see how the insurance third-party thing, let's see how the privatization of workers' comp does. Those are things that we've done that we can't go back. No sense in arguing about whether we should have done them, shouldn't have done them. We've made some changes. Let's see what these does. Let's put our money in the bank. Let's take our surpluses. Let's invest it in a 3%. Let's take three sure. You know, to get 3 sure percent, the market...
Why don't we go out and buy somebody else's bonds?
Yeah, let's buy bonds with our $400 million.
Makes sense. Bonds. Makes sense, doesn't it?
But think about it. You're going to go... You got to get 6.7% in the market, and you got a bond sitting there that you can set just using a number, 3.3%, for sure. I got money making more than 3% in the bank right now. to get the money that that shore bond would make, the safe money, the market has to go up 10% a year.
I know. I know.
To get to, because you're getting out of the interest and you're getting the interest and you're getting out of paying the interest. It just doesn't make sense how they're
doesn't.
Doing this.
No, it doesn't. But we got to hit the break, Jeff.
Not doing sense is what's got us here in the start with, I guess. Not making any sense. So.
Government, man. Forget about it. You know, forget it, Jake. It's China.
Well, I'm going to talk to you some next week, Bob. I kind of haven't said anything about you going, but I hate to. I don't hardly agree with anything you say, but I like to listen to you, and you talk about local things and things like that. And maybe, you know, I've been talking about this bond with you, so me and you can get along, and we can kind of go off on happy terms.
Bless your heart, Jeff.
And,
I appreciate it.
You know, maybe we can get this thing beat and kind of have ended up on a happy end.
That'd be nice. You're gonna be there at the polls bright and early in the morning?
Before I start off to work, there will be 3 no votes cast. I guarantee you there's at least 3 votes.
What do you think? You're in Logan County? Vote early, vote often?
I got me and a wife and a sister-in-law I'm going to try to drag over there. Okay, man.
All right,
thanks.
Take it easy, Jeff. Time for our news update from Carl Mack, followed by the Workers Independent News Service, Labor Radio. At your phone calls, 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. This is Head On.
Once I built a railroad, man,
Bob Kincaid.
Made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Say, don't you remember they called me Al? It was Al all the time. Hey, don't you remember? I'm your pal, buddy. Can you spare a dime?
Head on.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. International Coal Group, headed by New York billionaire Wilbur Ross, plans to move headquarters from eastern Kentucky to Charleston. Ross cites better office space. Ross bought Horizon Natural Resources out of bankruptcy last year. Coal Group. State Republican Party Chairman Rob Capehart says he's not taking sides over Governor Manchin's multis are attempting to decide who will pay for what renovations to a historic home along the Ohio River, which is now a museum. The former Cabell County home of Confederate General Albert Hoost, the ghost of its former owner, who can be heard rolling bowling balls in the attic. The house stands quietly on State Route 2. Kanawha County, who was shot and killed in Iraq last week, will be buried tomorrow, died after being hit by small arms fire during operation. And a man has drowned in the New River near the Shanklin's Ferry Campground in the Bluestone Wildlife Management. Weekend weather for this evening, partly cloudy and warm, mid-70s. Tonight clear, low near 60. Saturday sunny, mid-80s. Tomorrow night clear, low 60, but then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms around 4 o'clock. Isolated, partly cloudy, but still high near 85 on Sunday. A slight chance of showers still in the low 80s to the mid-80s. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack. Have a nice weekend.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
And I'm Jesse Russell. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 yesterday that municipalities have the right to take homes or business. The court chose to keep with a long-standing tradition of deferring best interest decisions to the state. In the case, the city of New London, Connecticut has sought to seize a number of homes to make way for a oceanside business building and a park for the purpose of revitalizing the city. Jeff Finkel of the International Economic Development Council argues the benefits of allowing a city to seize homes for such a purpose.
We're trying to create jobs. We're trying to get...
Justice Sandra Day O'Connor lambasted the ruling, saying that a specter of condemnation hangs over all property and that nothing is to prevent a state from replacing any Motel 6 with a Ritz-Carlton. According to the Institute for Justice, the organization representing the New London homeowners,
make your home everything you dream it can be. The Star Spangled Spectacular at John I's Big Sandy Superstore. While everything is free of interest for 2 years with approved credit at John I's Big Sandy. Take control of your surroundings. Transform a room with beautiful new furniture. Take home entertainment to a whole new level and create your own media room. Or simplify daily chores with new appliances from John I's Big Sandy. Buy $7.99 or more and take 2 years to pay same as cash. Leather rocker recliner, $299. Cherry or oak cedar chest, $77. RCA 56-inch widescreen, $1,399. Whirlpool Roper washer and dryer pair, Super Saver price, $399. Buy now and take 2 years to pay same as cash with minimum down payment and monthly payments. Exclude Super Savers. The Star Spangled Spectacular and John I's Big Sandy Superstore. Beckley, Lewisburg, and Princeton.
Why settle? Why settle for just 60 channels when Charter gives you more than 90?
WWNR Beckley.
Back to radio for the rest of us. Head on.
What is the mating call of a lawyer in love?
Money! Money! 1% of bond value. 1% of bond value. 55 million. 55 million.
Yeah, the mating calls of lawyers in love. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. About 19 minutes before 8 o'clock, and I know this has been banging around on the news today, but yeah. This is the copy... That was sent to me earlier today. Headline, tests confirm second mad cow case in U.S. Dateline Washington, Associated Press. Tests have confirmed mad cow disease in a U.S. cow previously cleared of having the brain-wasting illness, the agriculture department. Friday, you'll note Friday, because what do we do on Friday? We forget everything that happens Friday by Monday. And the Bush administration is desperate to have this forgotten by Monday, right down the memory hole. Internationally recognized laboratory in Weybridge, England, confirmed the case after U.S. tests. This is reassuring. After U.S. tests produced conflicting results, Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns said. Him being a cow guy himself and all. You do know that, don't you? When health was not at risk, yeah, the animal was a downer. I can't stand that cow. I just won't invite it to parties anymore. It's no fun to be around. That cow is such a downer. No. In cattleman factory feedlot lingo, downer means it was unable to walk. Ever wonder how many hamburgers you go and get at the clown or the king or the little pigtailed girl? You ever wonder how many of those cattle couldn't walk by the time they were killed? It ain't old age, okay? The department has said there was no reason to believe the animal was imported. Well, more reassurances. No, it's a homegrown mad cow. U.S. couldn't determine whether the cow had mad cow, so they farmed it out to England. There he is. There goes that Bob again, down and on America. What's wrong with America's cows? They're patriotic cows. Why, I mean, they're probably slaughtered at a slaughter facility. It's got a great big old American flag over it. We can't be desecrating the American flag by talking bad about American cattle. Now, that's today's story. Scotty, meanwhile, sent me this from the Sentinel and Enterprise. on June 20th. Kind of just laid around on to it because it looked pretty, well, it just had something that said foreshadowing written all over it. Again, from the Associated Press, they've had it out there for a week, but the Bush administration decided to let it out about cocktail hour today so that you might be good and liquored up by the time you jumped onto that ultra, extra, super rare piece of prime rib. Knock, knock. Who's there? Interrupting cow. Interrupting. Moo! Restaurant leftovers that could help transmit mad cow disease. Remember how our buddy Rick down in Texas reminded us that these people, the Bush administration, consider themselves the Vulcans? Purely logical. Better than the rest of us. 18 months they've had to protect the country from mad cow disease, and they haven't got around to it yet. Jeez. Quote, once the cameras were turned off and the media coverage dissipated, then it's been business as usual. No real reform. Just keep feeding slaughterhouse waste, said John Stauber, an activist and co-author of Man. He went on, the entire U.S. policy is designed to protect the livestock industry's access to slaughterhouse waste as cheap feed, because, you see, the disease, which is bovine spongiform encephalopathy, happens when you feed cattle to cattle. Cattle, in their natural state, wander around and eat grass. That's really all they eat. They are herbivores. They are grazers. Newsflash, they don't even eat grain. It screws up their stomachs. The only reason you feed a cow grain is if you want to fatten it up extra fast. Because you got to get it to market, because you got to make more profit. And that's what most of us think is going on. Well, you know, they let the little baby cow drink its mother's milk for a while. Then they turn it out onto the wide ranges of the wide open spaces of the American interior. And it eats grass for a little while. And then they bring it in and they give it some corn. That's why they call it corn-fed beef. Well, see, when you give the cow corn, you screw up its guts. And then you have to start pumping it full of medicine. Because it'll get sick, 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 sick eating that corn. So if a cow's stomach is not even designed to digest corn, what happens when you feed American cattle chicken litter, cattle blood, and restaurant leftovers? And we're not talking about a doggy bag from some food chain either. Today
we are bolstering our bovine spongiform encephalitis firewalls to protect the public, said Mark McClellan, then FDA commissioner, on January 20th. Food and Drug Administration promised you and me, the American people, they promised us that they would ban blood, poultry litter, and restaurant plate waste from cattle feed, and require feed mills to use separate equipment to make cattle feed. By Mark McClellan, Bush administration lackey, on January 26, 2004. By July last, however, the FDA had scrapped those restrictions. Beef, it's what's for supper. Brought to you by the Cattlemen's Beef Slaughtering Board. Reckon who leaned on the FDA about those restrictions on feeding cattle blood, poultry litter, and restaurant plate waste? Bossy Bossy's cousin. Even though he never showed up on the program, I encourage you to go out and buy, or maybe get the library, Morgan Spurlock's Don't Eat This Book. In it, you will find out
that innocent little hamburger patty you're getting at, McFriendly's or whatever, can often be comprised, one stinking hamburger patty can often be comprised of as many as, of parts from as many as 1,200. See how long it takes you to cut that hamburger patty into 1,200 pieces. If you can find 1/1200th of a hamburger patty with anything short of a microscope, that's as much of one cow as went into your hamburger. Nasty miasma of blood and gore and guts it must be to whip together 1,200 cows. Hungry yet? Now, those rules got scrapped, and to this day, the FDA has not banned blood, poultry litter. You know what poultry litter means, right? Think about it. Poultry litter is a pretty term for the other part of the phrase having to do with chicken salad. Ever heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Now, I've come on this show and I've talked about, ooh, this was delicious, that was delicious. I am fast approaching vegetarianness. Says she wants to be a veterinarian when she grows up so she can help animals. Back of Morgan Spurlock's book where it says that we kill something like on the order of 1 million animals an hour in the United States to feed our meat Jones. Tears came to her eyes. Because at 11, you see, all animals are part of God's creation. Blood, poultry litter, and restaurant plate waste. And here's the trick. See, you're not supposed to be feeding cows to cows. But you can, however, feed cows to chickens. And then the chickens do what some might argue chickens do best. And they scrape that up and feed it to the cows. So yes, we are feeding cows to cows. And somewhere in the bizarre chemistry that goes on when you force something to go cannibal, I mean, there's a reason there is not a social or cultural taboo on cannibalism. It's almost reached the point that it's humanity wide. Because when you eat your own, it rots your mind. Developed in people who had a penchant for squirrel brains. Oh, it's no. I mean the up the hills and hollers, you know. There are folks, even to this day, who think it's a rare delicacy. So, at least understand as you hear the passing mention of this story in your top-of-the-hour news or on whatever alphabet soup network you go to, at least know the background that even now, you know, the 4th of July is coming up. How many 1,200 cow patties... Cow patties. That's what they are. They're cow patties. How many cow patties made of 1,200 cows at one time are going to be going on America's grills and sizzling and popping as they land on the fat? How many? And how many of those cow patties were fattened up? Chicken caca.
AmericanComedyNetwork.com.
Well, I just ate a big old piece of steak. It was a big mistake, 'cause now I think I have mad cow disease. I ate filet mignon, now my brain is gone. It'll be the death of me, bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Once beef made me glad.
So glad.
Now I'm going mad. This tainted beef I'm chewing. It's gonna be my undoing. Too late to be a vegetarian. Tainted beef. Tainted beef. Tainted beef. Tainted beef. Don't be frying tainted beef. You'll be dying tainted beef. Tainted beef.
Head on.
They were charged with finding an all-water route to the Pacific, yet less than half of them knew how to swim. They nearly starved, ran out of supplies, and failed in their primary mission. So why 200 years later do Lewis and Clark still fascinate us? Maybe it's because it was a military expedition notable for battles that didn't happen. Or because the Indians they met gave them food, horses, and guidance. Maybe it's the teenage mother and the slave who were allowed to speak their minds. Or was it because they chronicled the breathtaking and abundant American landscape? For 3 years, Lewis and Clark traveled a trail of tolerance, enlightenment, and adventure that we'd soon find out was too good to be true. It's a trail that still winds through us all. What can we learn from a 200-year-old story? Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover.
This is a public service message of the National Council of the Lewis and Clark Bicentennial, the Missouri Historical Society, and the Ad Council.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
Did you know that basic car maintenance is an important part of avoiding serious accidents and injuries? The Car Care Council is urging everyone to take an active interest in routine maintenance. For more information, visit vehiclemanager.com.
Proud of over 50 years of broadcasting history.
You can depend on us.
News Talk 620, WWNR, Beckley. It's 8 o'clock.
Bought a new couch?
Patience. Use it before you lose it.
10, 9.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For practical ideas you can use in your family, visit family.mormon.org.
News Talk 620 WWNR. Keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, and it is a rather hot forecast as we head into the weekend. High pressure is in control. So very quiet weather for this evening and tonight. Generally clear skies will gradually fall from the 70s down to around 60 for the overnight low tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, a hot, muggy day approaching the 90-degree mark. Some areas maybe as high as 91, 92. And then isolated thunderstorms late Sunday with a better chance of storms Monday and temperatures in the 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
It's your second hour in the liberal sandbox, and you're head on with Bob Kincaid.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. Even if you do what Don is telling you to do, he's still going to get up the next morning and blow up another mountain. Almost 7 minutes after 8 o'clock in beautiful uptown Beckley. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid. The phone number is 252-6200. Outside Beckley, it's 800-620-9967. Email to bob@headonradio.com. Let's go to the phones. Jose has been waiting. Hey, Jose, you're Head On.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
Well, I'm struggling.
Yeah, don't we all?
Got stung with a bee and had a reaction to it.
Oh, that's no good.
It was rough. Passed out the kitchen, threw it up. Wetted, clothes wringing wet.
But you got taken care of, right?
I took an antihistamine, and I guess that helped me. I finally got up and laid on the couch, got straightened out.
Well, I tell you what, Jose, if you're allergic like that, there's something called an EpiPen, epinephrine.
Yeah.
Get one. Keep one around because...
It's good, huh?
Yeah, well, it's... it'll.
EpiPen.
EpiPen. EpiPen.
Okay.
Your doctor can give you a prescription for it. It's an injection.
Yeah.
And it will save your life.
Yeah, they can kill us.
They can. Little bitty fellas, and they don't mean to.
No, I stepped on us feet in the dogs.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, sign up for your unemployment and your food stamps and get you some human hair at the barber shop, women's or men places, and scatter it through. They're still animals, still afraid of the human hair. And
I'm going to try that. I'm
aluminum pans.
Right.
And I'll tell you, the creatures are fighting each other. The wrens is fighting the mouses and the rats.
Yeah.
Food. That's how bad it is.
I know. I mean, this is kind of weird. Usually
it's
I don't get the deer damage in my garden, Jose, until later in the season. Usually.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're out and they're grazing right now.
Yeah, they are. I saw one today, as big as a cow.
Hmm.
Blue Room Road, Raleigh.
Well,
beautiful.
Yeah.
I was going along with you on your abstaining from blood and excrement.
Yeah.
The Bible says that people would eat and drink it before they end the time.
Well, you know, this is all profit-driven. This is all because somebody doesn't think they've got enough money yet, Jose.
Yeah,
and that's what's
anything.
Sickening about it.
They'll sabotage our cattle, our homes, our cars, our livelihood.
Yeah. All in the name of making another buck.
Yeah. It's terrible, Bob. Calamity's coming upon these nations. And that's political and religious. Judge Rufford, decades ago, said religion was a snare and a racket.
And it's snared many, many people.
Yeah. Well, don't blind leadeth the blind. They end up in what?
I know.
It's sad.
It is. It's tragic.
And that's the way it is.
And, you know, I feel bad, Jose, because, you know, listen, I mean, I am what I am and of, or used to, a big old juicy steak.
Well, I worked in the meat department, Bob, and I saw what went on in the meat department. Back in those days, in the 60s, it's a hamburger fell in the sawdust. The manager said, pick that up and throw it right on in there and grind it with some more parts and excrement and all this stuff. I'm abstaining from blood
and
red meat.
I tell you what, well, you know, you're no good. You're no better off with the chickens, Jose. That's the problem.
Well, you got to watch everything.
You're no better off with the chickens, and you think, well, you know, they say that salmon's mighty good for you, and it's loaded with mercury.
There you go.
You know, I think I'm on the verge of, you know, I don't know, maybe add a little
corn
bit of...
Corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Potatoes, avocados.
Yeah.
And, you know, the vegetables.
Absolutely.
Especially when there's crises and epidemics of things, and evil people don't care what the next man has to eat or drink.
Hey, exactly.
Jehovah bless, and hang in there, Bob.
Going to try, Jose. Thank you.
I'll talk to you again, maybe.
I hope you do. You have a great weekend now.
All right. Good night.
Bye now. And for those who think I'm being hypocritical, I apologize. Maybe I am. But I've about come to the conclusion that when ConAgra and Archer Daniels Midland and the rest of the corporate, you know, greed murder industry have decided that it's good for me and my family to eat cattle and pigs and chickens that have been fed their own waste, I got to draw a line somewhere. You know, maybe I got to sink some money into an electric fence to keep the critters out of my garden. Maybe I need to plant the whole acre in garden. But I have to be certainly I'm no perfect parent. I can never be. But what do you do in the face of knowledge like this? You say, well, I'll only eat a hamburger patty that's made out of cattle that ate excrement once a week, once a month. In my book, that's too much. You know, I don't know. I'm beginning to feel like if we're going to have it in my family, we're going to have to raise our own. Dear Jose was talking about. Maybe that's where we go. We already know how much arable land in the United States is absolutely wasted in the raising of beef. Did you know that the ancient Romans thought they were slumming if they had to eat beef? They'd hardly eat pork. They would eat fish. They would eat, they were great eaters of lamb and mutton and kid. But they felt like they were really, really on hard times if they had to eat some beef. Boy, we've turned that, haven't we? This is a conundrum. This is a quandary. Is it a quandary for you too? I mean, do you stop to think about what you're doing when you drive through the clown? Or the king? Or the little girl with the pigtails? Do you think about it? Can any fast food franchise guarantee me that not a single cow has gone to slaughter after eating chicken litter? Now, if we wanted to band together, we could make it economically necessary for them to do that. Perhaps some might volunteer to do that. A few years ago, a great stench was raised with McDonald's over something called the New Leaf Potato. It was, yeah, that's right, a new potato from Monsanto, for God's sakes. That was the potato that had the gene spliced into it from the bacteria that killed the potato bug, so that the potato bug takes one bite and dies. Do you want that? So consumers said, hey, McDonald's, we're not eating any French fries that you're going to cut from the New Leaf potato patent pending trademark by Monsanto. And thereafter, they promised that they wouldn't. Do you believe them? It's up to you. Couple that. You know, sometimes, I keep hearing this, the new fancy phrase for what we're doing that's running around the Beltway in Washington now is triangulating. I think Jose's bee just flew in here. Yeah, it's triangulating. We're triangulating. Couple all of this knowledge about what we're doing with beef, feeding beef chicken litter. Couple that with the fact that last year, as I've mentioned before, we ran the first food deficit in 40, 50, 60 years in the United States, where we imported more food than we grew for ourselves. Ask yourself why. Think about the industrial feedlots where they're feeding those cattle the chicken litter. Not chicken liver, chicken litter. Think about where they can't grow crops anymore. Think about the tract housing, the massive McMansion burbs that have gone up all over farmland in the United States. And ask yourself why we have to fatten our cattle extra fast on chicken goo and blood. Could it be because we don't have the time anymore, because we don't have the space? Well, I don't know. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Fade runs through his front yard, you know he thinks he's got it so good. And that woman in the kitchen, clean up the evening slime. And it looks better, and says, hey darling, I can remember when you could stop the flower. Oh, but ain't that America, you and me. Ain't that America, something to see, baby. Ain't that America, almost free, yeah. Little pink houses for you and me. Oh, you and me.
Head On.
Don't
pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at L&S Toyota. Because at L&S Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. L&S Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. L&S Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at L&S Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at L&S Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
It's the greatest show on the road, and it's heading our way. It's the Great Race. From Corvettes to Cadillacs, Packards to Pierce Arrows, the Great Race is the world's richest and longest-running old car race, and it's absolutely free. Log on to GreatRace.com for more information. The Great Race. It's a great American experience.
The Great Race is coming through Beckley this Sunday, June 26th. Don't miss it.
WWNR Beckley.
Radio for the real majority.
Get on. Flight to Memphis in the Commodore Hotel. Underneath the street lamp, I'm there to sit on the bell. She took me to Arizona, where she kept herself. In that southern moonlight, she sang the song to love.
Oh, John Kempe is way too full of himself tonight.
Welcome to Creepy Eats. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, I'll take an ultra gag with extra poo.
Oh.
Would you like that with hydrogenated vegetable oil artificial cheese substance?
Yeah, double that, too. Let's go to the phones. 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. Cherie's with us. Hey, Cherie, you're head on.
Good evening, Bob. How are you?
Getting less hungry by the minute.
Oh, I'd love some Soylent Green, you know.
Soylent Green is people.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, cannibalism, and it's fine. You have to realize the kids don't want the Happy Meals to eat.
No, they
want the toy.
Yeah, they want the little toy manufactured in China because we can't manufacture little toys here anymore.
Pretty much. You know, it's all about the toy, and it's like McDonald's new fruit cup. That's the only way to describe it.
New fruit cup!
Well, when you put the supposedly yogurt base on there, yeah, it's quite good. I'd rather go and just, you know, buy my own apples and things and prepare it myself because it's this tiny little
dish. Yeah, but see, it's got a walnut in it. See, it's got a walnut. That means it's healthy.
No, see, the walnuts come separately.
And they're like coated in sugar or something, aren't they?
I'm not really for sure. I got one of the things and my children looked at me and said, "You got to be kidding. Are you seriously going to eat that thing? Do you know how many people's hands have been on that?" You know, I've been teaching them all the wrong things, I think. But, no, our land is being bought up.
Not bought up, it's blown up. Imagine what could have still been grown on the mountaintops that Don Blanken swore.
Even where I live, we had a well that had been there for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality of the drinking water in the well actually changed.
Oh, every time, you know.
And I'm sure that there are some of your posters on the boards that actually know this, don't we, boys? I had to put that out there, sorry.
Okay.
But we're not a self perpetuating nation anymore.
No, or self-reliant for that matter.
No, barter and trade system, but, you know, our deficit is just worse.
Which deficit? The food deficit? The trade deficit? The budget deficit?
Pick one. You know, I think it's, you might as well just roll it all into one. We have a very, very large credit card bill with an interest rate that is astronomical, and we're not going to be able to pay it back.
I know. We got and we've got a president who's getting collection calls going, tell him I ain't here.
Pretty much, you know.
May I speak to George, please? Ain't no George lives. This is Jorge.
Nobody lives here by that name. I'm sorry.
I mean, they'll speak English.
Well, look, they just passed the new laws to protect the lenders. You know, if Guido comes to your house and breaks your legs, you know, you deserve it.
Well, but you're getting off light compared to what the banks can do now.
Well, everybody's got to have their stake in it, you know.
Don't say stake. Not after what I've been talking about.
I had to.
I know.
You know, cannibalizing our little moo-moos. Oh, how sad.
You know, half of this is like something out of an old Gary Larson cartoon.
Well, it's the kind of thing. When I was growing up, we had livestock, and we corned our chicken.
Well, they're meant to eat that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we didn't feed them a meat byproduct.
You didn't feed them poo.
Yeah, we didn't feed them poo. We corned them.
God. Am I really talking about this?
Well, it kind of reminds you of...
Oh, I'd take me off the air for this.
It's a good topic because when you have children and even, you know, you yourself, when you go out to eat, you want to know what you're eating.
Yeah, but dog, we're going to have to start eating chia, okay? Yeah, you know, how many months ago, the lettuce has rocket fuel in it.
Well, you know...
The salmon and the tuna can't have that. That's got mercury. Okay, I'll go to one of these pay lakes and catch me a few trout. No, more mercury with a side order of selenium and manganese and magnesium and aluminum and...
Well, your children's vaccinations have thermosol in it, which is, you know, mercury.
Yeah.
So you're getting a large dose of it anyway. I think they're trying... Somebody out there has a comic book fetish, and they're wanting to see if they can create a mutant race. Yes, guys, I
want to be the
sarcastic.
No. Well, you know, that engenders that whole debate, Sheree, about, you know, would you rather have...
I'm like Bert off of Soap, you know, click my fingers, see I'm invisible. You know, I kind of liked his take on life. It worked really well.
No, I want to be like the stretchy guy. Never mind.
It's all in all.
Now, my real favorite was the Silver Surfer and the Phantom, but, yeah.
Well, what you're putting into your mouth. You don't know where it came from. You don't know what preservatives had on it. Do you remember the little salad spinners that they promoted a couple years ago that you had this wash?
Yes.
I mean, why?
Like the stuff that was about the same color as Windex and they sold it in the grocery store in the produce section?
Yeah. Well, why do you have to use that in order to wash your produce? Why isn't good old water...
Because they're using napalm for bug spray and it doesn't wash off in water.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, it's sad. You don't know what you're getting.
No, you don't.
And people are becoming ill.
Yeah.
I
should stop laughing. Why did that happen?
Can you smell that smell?
Head on.
Good evening. This is Carl Mack, WWNR News. The State Division of Highways says those rates
He also said that additional advance warning signs will be installed in the future. A woman who worked in the Kanawha County Circuit Clerk's office has been charged with threatening a family court judge who recently denied her custody of her children. 34-year-old Tammy Lee Jones Fridley of Elkview was charged yesterday with one count of retaliation for alleged comments about Kanawha County Family Court Judge Jane Sharnock Small. This past June 15th, Fridley allegedly told another employee in the clerk's office that she would like to ram Judge Shitter identified the judge's vehicle. The Clay Center for the Arts and Sciences may have finally found a way to sell tickets to their own entertainment series. The museum gift shop is now making money, and even the symphony is selling more tickets. Patrons have purchased 586 season or partial season tickets so far for the O5, up from fewer than 200 for all of this past season. Orders continue coming in. That's the news. Now here's the forecast for this evening. Mostly sunny with temperatures around 75 to 80, then tonight clear with a low 60. Tomorrow sunny and warm again, mid-80s. Clear tomorrow night, low 60. But a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms around 4 on Sunday afternoon, but still warm, Sunday's high near 85. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack. Have a good weekend.
It's time for another trip into the far, far, far out world of free enterprise. Today, Spaceship Hightower takes you into the often confusing world of food marketing, with Consumer Reports magazine serving as our guide. Let's first probe a new product being promoted under a brand name spelled G-R-A-P-P-L-E. You would naturally pronounce that grapple, as in to wrestle with. But the label instructs us to say grape-L. By whatever name, what is it? An apple. A tortured apple that's been given an artificial grape flavor. The company says the apple is bathed through a patented process, and in a few days the entire apple takes on the essence and mouth-watering taste of Concord grapes. Excuse me? If you want the flavor of grapes, why not buy some? Speaking of buying, the price of four grape L's is $3 more than four unadulterated apples. Go figure. On to an old favorite, the Hershey Chocolate Bar. This sweet treat has long been 7 ounces in weight, but Hershey has now quietly reduced it to 6 ounces. You wouldn't notice getting shorted, for Hershey packagers cleverly kept the 6-ounce wrapper the exact same size as the old 7-ouncer. They also kept the price the same. But when it comes to raw chutzpah in the category of product dilution, Hershey is a piker compared to Tropicana and Minute Maid, the two top purveyors of processed orange juice. Both are marketing light versions of their juices, with Tropicana boasting on its carton that light and healthy original has one half less sugar and calories than regular orange juice. What's the trick? Both companies are simply giving you less orange juice, replacing it with water and artificial sweeteners. Yes, they charge you the same for the watered-down version as for the 100% juice. This is Jim Hightower saying, to learn more about the fast-moving world of commercial gotchas, check out ConsumerReports.org.
Message from the American Library Association and Bernie Mac about the hard times facing our nation's libraries.
Hey, I'm Bernie Mac. The libraries need your help. Many are forced to cut back hours, reduce services, and even close their doors. So what can you do? I tell you what. Support your local library and help keep your library doors open. Contact your local library to find out how you can make a difference in your community. The future is at your library, so make sure your library has a future. Just a little something from the Mac.
Brought to you by the Campaign for America's Libraries. For more information, visit the American Library Association website at www.ala.org.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers, who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
A guy who's in no rush to be savage, Bob Kincaid.
All you've got is science, your space.
Yeah, see, we took that extra moment of silence there just to give you guys a chance to get that memorized. I want it banging around in your brain for the next 6 or 7 weeks. Kind of like the public service announcement at the end of Jim Hightower's commentaries does to me. I got a poke in the ribs one night. I was sound asleep, 3 o'clock in the morning, and apparently, you know, you got to be grateful for what you don't say in your sleep. You know, some other woman's name. But no, I'm sound asleep, and 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I'm Bernie Mac! Oh, God! I did. Let's go to the phones. Jim's been waiting. Hey, Jim, you're head on.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm feeling pretty silly, Jim.
Well, good. I'm glad you are in a silly mood. You know what, John Kepi, to find you some old recordings of Bull Moose Jackson.
Hey.
Have you ever heard Bull Moose?
No. I thought I was ahead of the curve because I knew who Clarence Frogman Henry was.
Mm-hmm. Bull Moose was born in Ohio.
Okay.
And, he did such famous songs as Gimme a Bow-Legged Woman.
Okay.
And there was a night of West Virginia being torn between Don Blanket. That'll be tomorrow.
Well, John's looking for Bull Moose Jackson even as we speak now on the computer.
They would pull up some of the lyrics. The song. Bull Moose was a good man.
Yeah. How long ago?
Oh, gosh. He was popular back in the 30s and 40s. And
okay.
He sort of like...
Was it kind of along the same vein as maybe Lord Richard Buckley?
I'm not sure, but Bull Moose used to have some pretty...
Wonderful. Okay.
And I've got a collection of songs called the Copulating Blues.
Oh my.
They were pretty risque and pretty wild, so this is just not something that we've happened to come along with, okay?
No, we've had a crisis in traditional family values for a while.
Exactly. But anyway, I just...
No, I haven't. I'm superstitious. I like to vote on election day.
I see. Well, they said there's only going to be a 12% turnout.
Well, I would be surprised if it was that high, frankly, Jim.
So I guess they want to get this. Well, once it is passed, I mean, or if it does pass, the world will still continue to orbit.
Yeah, the sun's going to come up, but you know, it's not what happens tomorrow. It's not what happens the day after.
I'm just wondering, what is Mr. Blankenstein's inches?
Well,
I don't understand what kind of dog.
Jim, I've come down to two theories.
I want to hear these.
Well, the one is that he is scared to death that if this deal goes bust, that we're going to come after his beloved Massey in the form of an increase in coal severance taxes to cover the bust. That makes some sense to me.
Well, it would appear to me as though he won't be around.
Well, he's already said he's stepping down as of December, I think.
Oh, is he?
That's something, yeah, I think he's done at the end of the year. I mean, that was...
So he's pulling out, right?
Yeah, he's gonna take his profits and, yeah. But, you know, he doesn't even live in West Virginia in the first place. He's got this great big, you know, mansion on a hill across the Tug Fork River from Mingo County in Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I don't think he even lives here.
Hmm.
But, you know, the other side of it is that I think you've heard our friend David use the phrase from time to time, it's wrestling.
Yeah.
And I've looked at some of this, Jim, and I've wondered... if we're watching a wrestling match, every bit as real as anything you see on TV. In other words, not real at all. I'm wondering if this is an artificial conflict.
Maybe if he gets into it and opposes it, other people will be so repulsed that they'll go ahead and vote for it.
Precisely. Thank you. I was getting there, but yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
I've talked
to a lot of people, Jim, who have said, you know, I was on the fence about this, but now that Blankenship's in it, I'm voting for it.
Precisely. I heard that this afternoon. And that's the reason I called tonight. Bait and switch type thing.
Yeah. Wrestling.
Yeah.
Double Texas chainsaw death match, glove of steel, rip the mask off match between Joe Manchin and Don Blankenship. And guess what? They split the purse evenly.
God, that would be something between Nature Girl and And I was just wondering if this was a type of,
yeah.
I mean, you know, these people, honestly and truly.
Well, you know, I've mentioned on this program a jillion times the three rules of W.C. Fields.
Yeah.
First one is you can't cheat an honest man.
Yeah.
The second one is never give a sucker an even break.
Yeah.
And there is something about this whole charade, Jim, that makes me think that they have learned to the very marrow of their bones rule three, which is don't smarten up a chump.
Oh, that's true.
And we're the chumps.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, and I was just wondering, why is he getting involved in this?
Yeah, his own money that he made in the risky stock market.
Exactly. Republicans who've been on every talk show they can call in on this station, why are they so against it or against it?
Social Security?
I mean, you know, Social Security.
Well, I mean, that was explained to me the other night that, you know, all you need to make is 3.5% in the market for Social Security work to work, and here you got to make a lot more. I don't know that I agree with that. But, you know, the other side of that, is,
well, you know what that reminds me of.
I mean, but wait a minute, Jim. The one thing I can say out of all of this is that it's opposing this is fiscally conservative. I think we can all agree.
This is fiscally conservative.
Opposing this pension bond amendment is fiscally conservative.
Of course it is.
And so what amazes me more are the number of Republicans out there who are running around saying, yes, yes, let's do go to the big ATM on Wall Street. But what they don't understand is that sometimes when you go to the ATM on Wall Street and you put in your PIN number, it wants money from you instead of giving it to you.
Yeah, well, they all worship. It's a great church for the ATM. So, I mean, you know, so they know the rich.
Some are walking around with a little bit more Holy Communion in our pockets than others.
Well, I think the term might be perspicacity.
Yes.
You know? And then, of course, this situation in Iraq today, Bush's latest trumpet call. And, you know.
We won't leave, you can't make us.
Huh?
You mean the we won't leave, you can't make us call?
Yeah. I just wonder exactly.
Man or thinking. He's a monster and he doesn't think. You know, Bush does what he's told. We realize that. But, you know, out of all this business about the glory, you know, the glorious government in Iraq, FenceNews.com.
Right.
There was a letter signed by some 200 odd members of the Iraqi parliament demanding that the U.S. get out now. Interestingly, that really hasn't made the news, has it?
Well, Bob, I mean, let's face it. These people, as I have pointed out on other programs, they are willing to almost give up anything so they can have electricity and running water. I don't know if you saw the special of the woman who was having to carry water, and I mentioned it the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just said, you know, she didn't care who was in power. As long as somebody could come there at this insurgency U.S. Civil War, and I guess we're in the... I mean, these people... lives have been so disrupted ever since.
Yeah.
No consideration has been given for their standard of living. I mean, before we went to war with Iraq in 1991, they had a standard of living which was equal to that of Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when we told him it was okay to do that.
We sort of given him tacit consent.
No, we didn't give him tacit consent. We gave him express consent. It's the April Glaspie memo.
In other words, yeah, right.
And what was the language? The United States does not take a position in Arab-Arab conflicts, which Saddam translated as "do your doggondest."
And of course, after our relationship.
Right. That's why he asked our permission in the first place.
You know, it's just incredible. They have suffered a great deal.
14 years,
you know,
now. 14 years they have suffered.
They have really, and they were a. You know, in spite of his excesses, I mean, I'm not apologies for Uday and Qusay and Saddam and
right.
as I had over there. But, I mean, considering that part of the world, I would dare say if the truth is known, you would find similar excesses that are being...
Oh, no, Jim, there's no suspicion. There's no suspicion. It's fact. And, yeah, we know about Saudi Arabia, but no, go north, young man, go north.
Oh, yeah.
Uzbekistan. His name is Islam Karimov.
I know.
He takes his political opponents and boils them alive.
Yeah, I know.
He takes his political opponents and puts gas masks on them and fills the masks with chlorine gas. He mows his own people down in the street, Jim. We're not wondering about this. It's verified. It's documented. And those people that were mown down in the street were mown down with weapons provided to the Uzbek government by the United States of America. And he also has a convenient little pipeline running through his country from the Caspian Sea Basin.
And, you know, and people by the world, State Department, is cautioning Americans against traveling abroad.
But, you know, we talk about this here. They talk about it on Air America. Maybe Ed Schultz gets to it once in a while. Some other progressive talker somewhere else. How many stories have you seen on the so-called, you know, I heard that phrase used again today, this afternoon, as I was driving in. Well, it's the liberal media's fault. Somebody, please, for God's sakes, show me where the liberal media is, because I want to watch the liberal media, Jim.
Me too.
I want to see stories about George Bush hand in glove with the murderer of Uzbekistan. I want to see that story, but I can't find it on ABC or CBS or NBC or Fox or CNBC or MSNBC or CNN or Headline News or Bloomberg or any of that other foolishness.
Oh, no. I mean, and of course, up there, they're temporary allies. You know, it's all, you know, we don't have any real friends anymore. All we have are just temporary alliances of convenience.
Yeah, we got a whole world saying, well, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And if we fall into that category, that's nice, but we're certainly not the beacon of liberty and hope and freedom anymore.
Yeah, things have really gone terribly.
John Kepi just handed me a story from the 23rd yesterday on Abizaid's testimony to the Congress.
And what does General Abizaid have to say?
Well, he says that
doesn't sound real good, I don't think.
He says the U.S. commanders have enough troops in Iraq to fight the insurgency there.
Oh?
Yeah. This is the quote. Too much of a footprint in the region creates more resistance than I think people generally will tolerate.
Too big a footprint.
Yeah, he said more troops weren't necessarily the answer and they could undermine success. So we can't have more, we can't have fewer. You know, I guess what we're finding out here, Jim, is that General Abizaid is baby bear and the troops we've got there are just right.
Too big a footprint will cause too much attention or make too big a target.
Too much of a footprint in the region creates more resistance than I think people generally will tolerate. I didn't know they were tolerating us right now.
No, I don't think they are.
I watched that Frontline piece the other night, Private Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
50,000, Jim, 50,000 mercenaries in Iraq. And I read another piece earlier this evening. There are some soldiers in Iraq hoping this thing doesn't end for a long time because they want to serve out their hitch, come home, and sign up with Blackwater for the $150,000 a year jobs guarding, Iraqi officials.
Oh, you mean like they have their own pension service now?
Yeah, we provide it, The most favored people are the South Africans and the Americans. They're not soldiers. They serve under no flag. They take no orders from any military officer. They are Hessians. They're mercenaries.
And they're paid by?
Corporations. I mean, they're paid by us.
And their function is to guard people.
They guard people. They drive convoys. They're armed to the teeth. They fight.
Well, my God, talk about the good. Never we're going to want this thing to end.
Well, consider, you know, you used to be a ranger.
What a cash cow.
Yeah, you used to be a ranger. You served out your hitch. You come home. You sign up with Blackwater. Blackwater sends you back to Iraq, and now instead of being some grunt, you're a $150,000 a year security contractor, and the only trick is managing to come out alive.
Well, for a person who's had ranger training and coming back into the civilian population, well, I think that'd be a welcome, you know, transition for them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as you've always said, it's good work if you can get it, right?
Right. But I mean, that's where we are. How many troops do we have there? 150,000?
Yeah, roughly.
We have a third as many mercenaries there. And you know what? If we pull out, they don't have to come home. They can stand there and keep on fighting and be their own little perverted Abraham Lincoln brigade.
Yeah, except they're not fighting.
No, they're not. No.
You know, I'll tell you something. This is relevant to Vietnam when we got involved in their place over there. Because, you know, interests like Dow Chemical, Colt Firearms.
Dole.
Dole.
United Fruit.
The people who made the...
Bell
company that was just about to go broke.
Yep.
In a helicopter and came way out ahead.
Yeah, the Huey.
Right. And, you know, basically, and not to mention Pepsi-Cola, and not to mention the people.
Well, always remember, Jim, that KBR earned its nickname in Vietnam, and that was Kellogg, Brown, and Root. It was Kellogg, Brown, and Root who manufactured the things that were referred to as tiger cages. You know what those were?
Yeah.
Yeah, profiteering has a long and ugly history in this nation.
Well, I just wonder how much, you know, Halliburton has brought profiteering into a new realm of its own.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Our tax dollars support Halliburton, so Halliburton can turn around and hire the $150,000 a year mercenaries.
And they can get away with it because the administration prefers to
And Jim, it's the PNAC. It's the PNAC philosophy. The government can do no right. Only the private sector can do right, and that includes letting the private sector feed our army, and that includes letting the private sector subvert our army via mercenaries.
You know, I just wonder how long these people think this can continue. I mean, you know, I mean, this can't continue indefinitely before something really, really catastrophic happens.
Oh, there will be something catastrophic.
And what do you predict that might be? Other than a full-blown scale civil war?
No, well, I mean, that's going to be what it is. But at some point, because, you know, even Abizaid acknowledges that, contrary to what Cheney said, The insurgency is not in its death throes. Well, you know, the catastrophe that we will have is eventually we will have a Dien Bien Phu. You know, whatever town it's in, you know what Dien Bien Phu was.
And this is going to make Gordon's little thing in Khartoum like an Easter package.
Bingo. We got to get out of here, Jim. We're at the top of the hour. Have yourself a great weekend, will you?
Well, the same to you, and...
And I'm going to look up Bull Moose Jackson.
Yeah, have John pull up some of the lyrics of Bull Moose's song. I mean, you might find them entertaining.
I think I will. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, top of the hour news from ABC, and then back at it.
252-6200. Big fat pigs are so far apart. I want a bow-legged woman right now. I want to find me a gal somehow. She's gotta be built like an old bass fiddle. Big bowl legs with any room in the middle. Gotta be on my way to find a bow-legged woman today.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers, who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
Proud of over 50 years of broadcast.
This is Cal Ripken. In sports, consistency is a quality to be proud of. And when it comes to helping kids, Shriners Hospitals have a record that's second to none. For over 80 years, they've provided expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or severe burns, totally free of charge. The Shriners combine leading-edge research with an outstanding teaching program. There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. Call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn about their world, so follow their lead. Take everyday moments like sorting laundry, shopping, waiting for the bus, and turn them into learning moments. For more information, visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
WWNR Beckley.
No, they spilled chocolate milk on the new couch, and I'm counting so that I won't yell at
them. On a new couch?
Patience. Use it before you lose it.
10, 9.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For practical ideas you can use in your family, visit family.mormon.org.
News Talk 620 WWNR, keeping you informed with Southern West Virginia's most accurate and dependable forecast.
Here is your forecast from the Weather Channel, and it is a rather hot forecast as we head into the weekend. High pressure is in control, so very quiet weather for this evening and tonight. Generally clear skies will gradually fall from the 70s down to around 60 for the overnight low tonight. Sunshine tomorrow, a hot muggy day approaching the 90-degree mark. Some areas maybe as high as 91, 92. And then isolated thunderstorms late Sunday with a better chance of storms Monday and temperatures in the 80s. I'm meteorologist Michael Palmer from the Weather Channel.
WWNR Beckley.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. So politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
WWNR Beckley.
You can be right and be wrong, or be left and be right. Head on with Bob Kincaid.
Down to the bottom, the floppy hat and lemon soup. Beneath the bench and blood and blue, the ground is draining. Far away. They got banned to tax the endless fees of rubber trees to cut the wheels of Paris and tax it where it's raining. And what you leave your melting world behind? I know who I am, riding on my strong hand. I know who I am.
I do know who I am. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is Head On. Instead, fool the politicians by demanding paper ballots and no electronic voting machines that are produced by Republican corporate deliver Republican victories. Hey. Remember, I'm sure you do, about the apology for doing nothing about lynching that was passed. And of course you remember that print law couldn't be bothered to sign off on it, and that Fiat Cochran of Mississippi couldn't be bothered to sign off on it, and that Richard Shelby of Alabama couldn't be bothered to sign off on it, and that Lamar Alexander of Tennessee couldn't be bothered to sign off on it. You remember that? Of course you do. And at some point, I heard a discussion of it. I don't know if it was on one of the shows on this station or not. And what I heard was, why do we have to be discussing lynching now? It's not like it happens anymore. Dateline Woodville, Mississippi. Family members say a man found Friday hanging from a tree in rural Mississippi had returned home to fight for him. Oh, stick around. This is a great story. The body of 52-year-old Roy Veal was discovered in Wilkinson County, relatives said. Warren Strain, spokesman of the Mississippi Department... No, I'm sorry. Warren Strain, spokesman of the Mississippi Department of Public Safety, said the body was discovered about midday in a wooded area of the county near Woodville. Authorities declined to identify the man. Doris Gordon, a Woodville native, now living in San Francisco, said the victim was Elma Veal. The man's mother also confirmed the identity. They found my brother hanging from a tree with a hood over his head and some papers burned at him. Gordon, who said she would be returning to Woodville as soon as possible, said her brother had returned to the family home in Wilkinson County to help with a lawsuit pending against us.
There are people trying to take part of our land because they apparently think there is...
Officials at the Chancery Clerk's Office in Woodville said a lawsuit pending in Chancery Court names several members of the Thelma Veal family, including Doris Gordon and apparently Roy Veal, as defendants. Chancery Clerk Thomas Tolliver Jr. said the case involved title to land in the county damages. Thelma Veal said the lawsuit sought portions of land owned by her late husband and his brother. Said her son had obtained a map of the property and was collecting documents to prove the family owned the land. She said her husband owned more than 40 acres. 40 acres and a mule. Where have I heard that before? Owned more than 40 acres in the area southwest of Woodville, and that it was being sought because it might have oil deposits. Who in their right mind would shed blood for oil? Stupid question.
Republicans?
Sure. And Mississippi, that would be a red state?
Mm-hmm.
Red, 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 red. Redder now with the blood of Roy Veal. And yes, there is oil production in that area of the state. Husband's daddy bought this land in 1926, and I've been here ever since I was 18. It's our land. But some sniveling, conniving oil industry executive or corporate counsel for some oil company has figured out that maybe they can just run them off the land if they just lynch one of them. That ought to take care of it. Give them a good lynching. There ain't nothing a good lynching won't help. And what, just this week, a jury in Neshoba County, Mississippi, refused to convict a hateful old preacher of murder and instead took a powder and gave him manslaughter as a sop to the civilized world? Trooper Strange said the Highway Patrol's Bureau of Investigation was looking into the circumstances around the death.
Now, why do we still have to be talking about lynching all these years later? It's not like there's still lynching in America.
Yes, Sunshine, it is like there's still lynching in America. Ask Doris Gordon. Ask Thelma Veal. Somebody wanted their land, somebody wanted their oil, and they were willing to kill for it. Because in America, killing for oil isn't a sin anymore. In America, killing for oil isn't a violation of those much vaunted Ten Commandments anymore.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, but it don't say nothing in there about not killing for oil. No, it don't.
Oil. Lynching. Anybody care to try to convince me that Mississippi has even made it into the 20th century yet? Old Marsh said he wanted the oil. Said he's gonna get that oil. Gonna run that old woman off her land.
Captain America. I mean, just because he was found dead hanging from a tree with a hood over his head and some burnt papers at his feet, that don't mean he was lynched or nothing.
I don't know how people can live not live in the reality-based community. That's a lynching. And what kind of signal did it send? Senator Fat Cochran and Senator Trent Lott wouldn't even condemn the practice.
Well, our fine senators said they didn't sign off on that apology for not doing nothing about the lynching. That must mean they okay with it. Let's have us a party. Get a rope.
Let's head on, Bob Kincaid.
The Eastern world, it is.
is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Head on.
Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you shop for your next car at L&S Toyota. Because at L&S Toyota, you get it all. Great gas mileage, great factory rebates, the best cars and trucks. You get it all. L&S Toyota has new Corollas with as much as 40 highway miles per gallon. Save with factory rebates up to $1,500 on new 2005 Tundras. Plus, choose from Toyota's certified used vehicles. L&S Toyota wants your trade. You get thousands more for your old car at L&S Toyota. It may be worth more than you think. You get it all. 40 miles per gallon. $1,500 factory rebate. Don't pump another gallon of gas. Don't pull a penny out of your pocket until you buy your next Toyota at L&S Toyota. 300 Rural Acres Drive in Beckley. See ToyotaUSA.com for details. All rebates to dealers.
Superbank.
Yes, hello. I'd like to make a payment.
We're too busy to talk to you. In fact, since our time is more valuable than your time, let me give you a list of options to choose from. Press 1. If we lost your payment, press 2. If you'd like to hear about our MegaBank one-size-fits-all, you are not an individual banking option.
What?
Press 3. If you'd like our address in New York,
I just
4.
Want to send you a payment, please.
Annie here. Tired of the big bank runaround? At the Bank of Mount Hope, real hometown people answer the phone. They listen to you, and they help you right away without the hassle. Imagine that. And the Bank of Mount Hope never sells its loans, so you'll never have to worry about the big, impersonal banks again. The Bank of Mount Hope, making banking easy. P.S. The Bank of Mount Hope is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC with locations in Beckley, Oak Hill, and Mount Hope.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
WWNR Beckley.
Welcome back. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock here in beautiful uptown Beckley. So let's move north. We got a lynching in Mississippi. Let's move north to Tennessee. Back had a blog. Back for at least 2 weeks this month, Bartlett, Tennessee. Now, child molester cases. No terrorists got him. Aliens. No, his parents. Gay ministry. Because Zach faced down his fears and his terrors and decided to be an honest human being. Stuffed him in this camp. On May 12th, Zach wrote that his parents sat him down and informed him he was going to a fundamentalist Christian program. Last blog entry on June 3rd said he hadn't seen any of his friends for more than a week. Can't take this. No one can. This kind of thing tears you apart emotionally. And then he wrote this. I'm not a suicidal person, but I can't help it. All I can think about is killing my mother and myself. It's so horrible. This is what it's doing to me. I have this horrible feeling all of the time. I wish this on no person. We don't know where Zach is. We don't know what's happened to Zach. We've done an investigation in regards to this fundamentalist concentration camp. This is your America. You are into being gay. You gotta wonder why Dick Cheney and Lynn Cheney never sent Mary there to be cured of being gay. Or maybe Alan Keyes, why he didn't send his daughter there to be cured of being gay. Because obviously it's a choice, and it's a disease, and it's a sickness, and it's something you can cure. It's not just a natural part of the human condition. Why did Mary Cheney choose to be gay? Why did Pat Buchanan's sister choose to be gay? Why did Newt Gingrich's sister choose to be gay? Why did Alan Keyes' daughter choose to be gay? Why does Zach, a 16-year-old, have to be in a concentration camp in America? Go to the phones, 252-6200, outside Beckley, 800-620-9967. John's with us. Hey, John, your head on.
How you doing?
Doing good, you?
All right. I think those people have the, something wrong with them, that they believe they're wrong or something.
Yeah.
I believe that. I don't think that they would just want to be gay or nothing like that.
No. It's just, they're just another of God's creatures.
You know, I don't think that.
Considering the torment, well, John, it says here that gay teens are up to 3 times more likely than their heterosexual peers to attempt suicide.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Well, why would you choose to be that way?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to know. When the Supreme Court ruled on that eminent domain,
mm-hmm.
Well, they can just take your property, I guess, you know, for, you know, I guess shopping malls, whatever. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Who voted for that? How many Democrats and how many Republicans voted for that?
Well, we can go through it pretty quick. The dissent was filed by Sandra Day O'Connor, a Republican, Antonin Scalia, a Republican, Clarence Thomas, a Republican, and William Rehnquist, a Republican. Ginsburg, a Democrat, and Breyer, a Democrat, were in the majority, as were Kennedy, Souter, and I believe John Paul Stevens is also a Republican. So, you know, it's kind of a mix.
Yeah.
And it's wrong.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, I'm that poor man in Mississippi, why did he have to die? They could have just taken that old lady's land by eminent domain, couldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Heartbreak.
It is.
And the thing is, it, up in Connecticut, this particular case, 80-year-old couple that lived in the house for 50 years are going to be thrown out on the streets. And, yeah, they have to pay them for the property. They have to pay them fair market value. But the fun part is they get to determine what fair market value is.
I know. That's why a lot of them take them to court.
Yeah. And it's coming to a town near you soon, because I think in the story I read, John, there's something like 6,000 cases just like this that are pending across the country, where they want to take somebody's farm or somebody's home because Walmart has said that it'll be good for business.
Yeah. It's bad, I tell you.
It is. It's not America.
I can't understand why the Supreme Court would rule like that. I thought they were supposed to rule people.
Well, you would think so, John, but I tell you what, a little judicial activism could have stopped this.
Yeah.
But they're afraid to do anything at all now, because you've got people like Tom DeLay running around in the House of Representatives saying activist judges need to be killed. So those people were voting their hides, not their consciences. I mean, that's the way I see it. I mean, if I had a bunch of Republicans saying that I needed to die for using my conscience and being a judge, I think I'd be a little bit more careful, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I want to know when you find another place.
Oh, I'll make it known somehow or another. It might take a couple of months, but I'll find a way.
Dr. Beal to announce it or come on his show. He's
well, but that's only right now during the seminar. That's a great idea. I hadn't thought about that. If Dr. Beal will let me come on, I'll make the announcement there.
Yeah, that'd be a good place. Well, you have a nice the rest of the evening.
I'm going to try, and you as well. Have yourself a great weekend, too, John.
All right, I'm going to listen to you to the end.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye now. to the end. It's not going to be an end. It's like a phoenix rising optimist. Tell you what, let's take our bottom of the hour break and then we'll finish up. This is Head On. I'm Bob Kincaid.
Brandy, one pill makes you small.
Head On.
Good evening, this is Carl Mack, WWNR News. International Coal Group, headed by New York billionaire Wilbur Ross, plans to move headquarters from eastern Kentucky to Charleston. Ross bought Horizon Natural Resources out of bankruptcy last year. Coal Group. State Republican Party Chairman Rob Capehart says he's not taking sides over Governor Manchin's moldies are attempting to decide who will pay for what renovations to a historic home along the Ohio River, which is now a museum. The former Cabell County home of Confalls in the night, along the bowling alley he put in the attic. Kanawha County, who was shot and killed in Iraq last week, will be buried tomorrow. Just one week. And a man has drowned in the New River near the Shanklin's Ferry Campground in the Bluestone Wildlife Management. Weekend weather for this evening, partly cloudy and warm, mid-70s. Tonight clear, no low near 60. Saturday, 80s. Tomorrow night clear, low 60, but then a slight chance of showers and isolated. Partly cloudy, but still high near 85 on Sunday. A slight chance of low 80s to the mid 80s. For News Talk 620, this is Carl Mack. Have a nice weekend.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham.
And I'm Jesse Russell. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 yesterday that municipalities have the right to take homes or businesses for private development. Essentially, the court chose to keep with a long-standing tradition of deferring best interest decisions to the state. In the case, the city of New London, Connecticut has sought to seize a number of homes to make way for a Oceanside Hotel, a business building, and a park for the purpose of revitalizing the city. Jeff Finkel of the International Economic Development Council argues the benefits of allowing a city to seize homes for such a purpose.
We're trying to create jobs. We're trying to get a tax base that can make cities safer and more economically friendly to rich and poor alike, but the better beneficiaries are the poor.
Justice Sandra Day O'Connor lambasted the ruling, saying that a specter of condemnation hangs over all property and that nothing is to prevent a state from replacing any Motel 6 with a Ritz-Carlton. According to the Institute for Justice, the organization representing the New London homeowners, more than 10,000 properties across the country were threatened or condemned last year.
Jobs with Justice is a national campaign for workers' rights and for social justice with active chapters in 40 cities across the United States. As it gears up for its annual national meeting later this summer, Jobs with Justice is more focused than ever on providing a way for people to come together around a common agenda with concrete actions. JWJ's Fred Oscarate says the rights of workers to organize and health care are among the organization's top priorities.
It's really hard times for working people. I think we're seeing Jobs with Justice coalitions that more and more organizations, individual activists who care about, you know, the issues that affect working families are trying to figure out ways to come together.
As the labor movement struggles to find the best way to advance worker power and to win social and economic justice for working families, Oscarati says unity is key.
You know, we're in a period of time where the enemies of working families are gaining more strength. And we need to commit, all of us, you know, all of us need to commit ourselves to building more power for workers and communities, and continue to find ways to work together to do that, right? And that's what we want to stay focused on.
The Jobs with Justice National Annual Meeting this year will be in St. Louis in September.
Here's today's Dow Bob Report. For the fourth time in 5 months, U.S. leading economic indicators fell. The indicators fell to 0.5% in May on the heels of no change in April. 9 of the 10 indicators decreased, including consumer sentiment, vendor performances, building permits, and orders for consumer goods and materials. The only indicator that increased was stock options.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
This is an urgent message for West Virginia voters. The politicians are betting that you won't vote tomorrow. They also plan to bet the state's future by borrowing $5.5 billion and gamble most of the money in the risky stock market. The only sure winners are lawyers and bankers who will be paid up to $55 million. West Virginia needs to fund our retirements, not pay millions to lawyers. Stop the politicians' bond amendment. Let's not be fooled by the politicians. Instead, fool them by voting against changing the Constitution tomorrow. Paid for by Don Blankenship.
WWNR Beckley.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds, snakes, airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world. Some needs dummies of your own needs. Beat it up a notch. Speed front. No strength. Thud out of such a clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire. And a fire represents every day. It's in the government for hire. And a combat site. Hurry with the furies, beat it down. You're dead. See my two reporters, Donald Trump, Kevin Trump. Look at that, another plane. Fine, yes. Uh-oh, overflow, population common. Just let it all do, save yourself, serve yourself. Whoa, shut your tongue, you can just into your heart. Please tell me, Mr. Rapture, Mr. Reverend, it's the right, right. Picture, got a picture, got a clam, pop, right. Feel it, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.
And I feel fine. Really, I do. You remember last week when I told you about the head of the Christian Coalition in New York saying that gay people should have to wear a warning? We've got little concentration camps for gay children. And you think I'm just being over the top? This is fascism. Oh, and by the way, just a couple of days ago, a Raleigh County man got sentenced to 5 years in prison for possession with intent to deliver oxycodone and hydrocodone. Then today, Logan County woman is going to face up to 20 years in prison. She pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute oxycodone. Broadcasting live with one hand tied behind my junky back, Rush Limbaugh walks free. Let's go to the phones. David's with us. Hey, David, your head on.
Oh, good evening, Bob.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. So, is Limbaugh just still free prior to any really important action, or has there been a legal decision?
No, there's been no decision. Just
okay.
You know, just a little reminder.
So he's still in play.
Yeah, the oxymoron is still with us.
Still with us. Now then, I got a little thought on your Blankenship thing. If he's nervous about the state putting money in the stock market,
yeah,
should be. If he made a lot of money, a man like I believe him to be, if he made a lot of money in the stock market, he probably did it illegally. And
well,
he knows how tough it is legally to make money in the stock market. And if you're just some state, just one of the marks that walks up to the stock market with a bucket of money, he knows it's going to go away.
Right. You're absolutely right, David, because it must be borne in mind, this guy has been paid humongous dividends when quarter after quarter after quarter after quarter his company, Massey, has absolutely stunk up the joint with losses.
Well, something's going on. But I called in about eminent domain, and I think I can close part of this loop. The Grover Norquist-type people of this world want to see government drowned in the bathtub.
Right.
First of all, they want to lay waste to any governmental process that will protect the smaller man. When the smaller man, smaller person has no protection, then the corporatists can ride over them without even causing the horse to swim. That's part of it.
Yeah.
For how long, with tax cuts to the rich, wasted money in wars that should have never been fought, how many places, whether it be state, whether it be county, whether it be a municipality, how many of them fueled with idiotic Republicans saying, you shouldn't have to pay a tax bill to live in America. To be taxed is wrong. We've got to cut taxes. We've got to race Mississippi to the bottom for education level. So, bang, it's a northern city with a huge deficit, and they're driven into this carrot on a stick situation that they got in bed with speculators and developers. and they took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And now then, not for a hospital, not for a highway that benefits all, not for a big school or anything sensible, not to get rid of a blighted neighborhood, but just because the property will be profitable, you get that 80-year-old person, 80-year-old couple out of the house. One of those people that's going to be moved out, the guy about now at my age, his grandmother gave him the house as a wedding present.
Yeah.
He said in interviews today, I garden the ground that my great-grandmother gardened. How do I replace that? What's the fair market value on that? But because it'll be profitable and because these cities are at the brink of falling apart and not being able to have anything resembling a normal life, they get in bed with developers to fall victim to developmental money. It's all part of the Republican. The rich must be richer, and the poor must be more poor and more compliant and stay less.
I think you're dead on, David. There's but how does that explain Opus Dei, Scalia, and Slappy Thomas? You know, these guys are hardcore acolytes of Grover Norquist.
I don't understand. I really would not have been surprised if it had been even more lopsided than that. And for those guys to do that, I don't know what they're basing that on. It could be that that's just a pretty up there image vote.
I think there's an element of that, because we got to remember that behind that facade of happy go lucky, we all get along here. There are lots of indications that Scalia and Thomas are absolutely at each other's throats trying to become the guy who replaces dead-in-the-neck Rehnquist
as
Chief Justice.
No, I'm serious. The way that Supreme Court operates with a disgusting individual like Thomas, an absolute nut like Scalia and Rehnquist, those people, if they've got the five that are happy to vote for them, who's to say the other four don't want to tidy up the record and just spruce it up? It's, you mentioned me earlier, could be just a little bit of wrestling. Here we go, boys. Let's give them the illusion there's some give and take on this court.
Yeah, there's going to be a real whipping here tonight. We're going to split the purse evenly.
Who's going to be, which four of us? You know, let's come up with some reason if anybody asks us later, or if they ask us later and we don't want to talk about it, we'll say what goes on in chambers stays in chambers. Well, I just had to throw that in there because
I appreciate that, because that's pretty sound reasoning.
I see cities fight and fight and fight and unfund mandates, no child left untampered. I mean, yeah. How do you pay for that? Oh, well, that's up to you. We're just going to tell you got to do it.
Best of luck. Right.
Best of luck.
And again, you know, I mean, you've seen it down there, prime farmland, and it's covered up in McMansions now. And that's, you know, that's great for the economy in the short haul, but can the people who live in those McMansions wallboard?
Nope.
Somebody's got to feed us.
Well, yeah, and the other thing is America has a bit of a flaw, if not a major flaw. America wants a bargain. They don't think beyond the $6 shirt versus the $8 shirt.
Yeah.
They don't care that the $6 shirt is made by a 12-year-old chained to a sewing machine, whereas the $8 shirt is made by somebody that's helping their husband or wife make a house payment in America. They don't want to think.
Yeah, and we do love that 99-cent value menu, don't we? Everybody's got one now.
We want badly to always have the cheapest groceries on the planet, so God only knows what goes into the cheapest groceries.
Yeah, because the retailers, David, they understand that if they tell us that, you know, we're saving money, that we walk out of there feeling like we finally got one over on the big boys.
It doesn't happen.
It's wrestling.
You never get one over on the big boys. Ever.
You know,
well,
if they would...
I'm gonna leave a few minutes for somebody else. And one last thing. If anybody wants to have access to documentaries and that sort of stuff, Mm-hmm. That's more or less point of view on public television.
Say it again. You kind of blipped there. Say it again, please.
The show is Point of View.
Okay.
And it aired in my market night before last. And they had a great one about a young woman who wanted to help her friends establish a gay-straight alliance, meaning a social organization with the blessing of a high school that just strove for understanding. And this poor woman in Lubbock, Texas, went through hell.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was going to be Texas. I just knew.
And it was a documentary that has her parents, has a Christian counselor explaining hell to her. And it is a marvelous show, and she's a bright young woman, and she's gone on to go to college at the University of Texas, and she is wise beyond her years. And the most vocal person, the one that made the most noise against her doing this, and did everything in front to her face and behind her back to subvert this, was a fellow named Clement. And he was either the principal or the head of the school board, or one or the other. Well, it turns out that a few months after all of that resolved itself and she resigned from the student action committee and then it all fell through and whatever else, he was found to have written emails to other staff members about sexual appointments on school property. He offered another teacher $500 to take her clothes off so he could play with her body. And Mr. Clement retired from the educational enterprise in Lubbock, Texas, shortly thereafter. But once again, Bob, who's got the highest pervert count? It's the Republican.
Always, always, always.
Always, always, always. Okay, Bob.
All right. Take it easy, David.
Until next caller.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye now. Maybe not on the next caller. Because there's, and again, we're triangulating. Dick Durbin was very nearly crucified for merely speaking truth about what's going on at Guantanamo. And you remember how the Republicans all said, well, this is going to get our troops killed. This is bad for our troops. Their hell was going to make it hard to win the war on terror. He doesn't need to be saying this kind of stuff. He needs to apologize.
Right.
Well, now, on the internet, you can go to crooksandliars.com and you can see it for yourself. Those very remarks have been taken by the Republican National Committee and broadcast around the world in a commercial. And you do have to ask yourself the question, if it's so bad, why are they republishing it? Why? Because they can do it and we can't. So I run across this from the New York Times today. Military doctors at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba have aided interrogators in conducting and refining coercive interrogations of detainees, including providing advice on how to increase stress levels and exploit fears, according to new detailed accounts given by former interrogators. No, sorry, not Democrats, not Dick Durbin, not Howard Dean. Former interrogators. They dropped the dime on a bunch of doctors who told them how to make their torture work a little better. Yes, they did. Anybody here, and I'm sure there are lots of you, who know the first four words of the Hippocratic Oath that doctors take? First, do no harm. And yet, the government that was put together by the guy you ostensibly, some of you, elected president, takes doctors whose job is healing, whose job is making others feel better, whose job is to assuage pain. Psychiatrists and psychologists at the prison camp fellow interrogators on ways of increasing psychological duress on the... And the doctor comes in and says, I suggest he'll crack a little easier if you chain him to the floor on all fours where he can't move, naked, and drop the air conditioning down to about 50, and leave him there for 2 or 3 days, and let him soil himself and urinate all over himself. He'll crack then. That was a doctor. Doctors are coming back to the United States, and they're going to practice on do no harm. Ah, chain him to the floor and call me in the morning. Is it okay to start using names like Mengele? When your tax dollars are paying doctors to figure out a way to make human beings hurt a little more, when do we get to use names like Mengele? When? Marathon Man, Dustin Hoffman in the dentist chair, Laurence Olivier cranking up the drill, the old Nazi dentist, the Weisse Engel, looking at Dustin Hoffman, his character, safe, is it safe? And taking that little probe, and he, Dustin Hoffman winces, and he goes, it's far too far gone. People use fun of these nice. Their purpose was to help us break them, one former interrogator told the New York Times earlier this year. The interrogator said in a more recent interview that a biscuit team doctor, having read the medical file of a detainee, suggested that the inmate's longing for his mother could be exploited to persuade him to cooperate. Another instance, the prisoner's fear of the dark was used to break his mind. Do you remember during the Cold War how we worried about Americans who would be brainwashed by the commies? Do you remember, Shreda? Who? When? When was it decided that maybe what the commies were doing wasn't so bad after all? Welcome to Bushmerica. Welcome to torture and death and anguish and pain. George Bush said yesterday, most of those detainees at Guantanamo, well, they's a threat to America. Pay attention to the language. Pay attention to the words. He said it. I didn't. Most of the detainees. That means some are being kept there innocent. Some are being kept there guilty of nothing but being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I didn't say it, your president did. 21st century America, sometimes we just keep people in concentration camps because we can. There's an American soldier suing the government right now for permanent head injuries because he was beaten within an inch of his life when he was role-playing with other soldiers, and he was supposed to be an uncooperative detainee, and he has permanent brain injuries from the beatings he received. My friends, it was nothing more than a fraternity prank. You know what the poll numbers are. Listen, everybody, have a great weekend, will you? The show tonight was produced by the inimitable John Kepi, engineered by Randy Kerbway, announced at least in part by Brian Redd, and brought to you as ever by the 20,000 workers of the Affiliated Construction Trades Foundation. If you're working in West Virginia, they are working. Also brought to you by our good friends at the West Virginia Pipe Trades. I like to think with their education, their training, and their experience that, well, yours was archived by Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Go on by, lend a hand if you can. Well, weekend to pull through, but Monday comes, and I'll be here. You be there. Hey, Agnes!
She's not. 25 years. Shot back.